Title, Buy American, Again New Executive Order Requires Changes, by 2020. Content, on July 15, 2019, President Trump signed an executive order requiring regulations implementing the Buy American Act, 41 U.S.C. 8301 to 8305, to be changed. While President Trump has previously issued two other policy-based, Buy American, executive orders, this new order directs that specific changes be made, reversing government policies that have been in place for 65 years. These changes have the potential to significantly disrupt many government contractors, supply chains, and internal compliance programs. As such, companies should start planning now for the final regulations that are expected sometime in 2020. The Buy American Act, BAA, subject to multiple exceptions, some of which are discussed below, the BAA requires the government to purchase products manufactured in the United States substantially all from articles, materials, or supplies mined, produced, or manufactured in the United States. 41 U.S.C. 8302 A.1. The Federal Acquisition Regulation, FAR, has interpreted this statutory requirement by requiring a domestic end product to meet a two-part test. 1. The end product must be manufactured in the United States, and 2. At least 50% of the cost of the components must also be of U.S. origin. FAR 25.003. This second part is commonly referred to as the component test. The 50% threshold for the component test dates back to the Eisenhower administration and a 1954 executive order, EO-10582, which interpreted the phrase, substantially all, to mean at least 50%. But, of course, the phrase is open to interpretation. Summary of new executive order. The new executive order 13811, maximizing use of American-made goods, products, and materials. The order interprets the statute differently. Unlike the two prior Trump executive orders, discussed here and here, which mainly made broad policy statements and asked government agencies to assess what they could do to improve efforts to Buy American, this new order largely revokes the Eisenhower executive order and directs the FAR Council to change the regulations in at least two key ways. 1. The component test. The order directs the thresholds under the component test to be increased, splitting out separate requirements for iron and steel end products and all other end products. Current test, U.S. origin components by cost. Future test, U.S. origin parts or materials, iron and steel end products greater than 50% greater than 95% other end products greater than 50% greater than 55%. A few key points are worth highlighting about this new rubric. Components versus products. The terms used in the order do not line up precisely with the definitions used in the FAR. The FAR speaks in terms of components and cost of components. FAR 25.003, while the order speaks in terms of products used in an end product and the associated costs. These are not necessarily the same thing. A component is different from a subcomponent, and many U.S. manufacturers have been able to meet the BAA requirements by converting foreign origin materials and subcomponents into a U.S. origin component by performing intermediate manufacturing steps in the U.S. The FAR Council may ultimately reconcile the various terms and apply the commonly understood component definition already in place. But, then again, maybe they won't. Another love letter to domestic iron and steel. The radical increase in the iron and steel threshold now puts the Buy American Act on par with the Buy America, No. N. Act, 49 U.S.C. 5323, J. 23 U.S.C. 313, which requires iron and steel of completely U.S. origin on transportation, highway, and infrastructure projects. Why the difference? Well, remember that the BAA requires only that the iron or steel be, substantially all, of U.S. origin, leaving a little daylight for some foreign content. As has been seen with the President's tariffs on steel and aluminum, discussed here, the President loves domestic metals. And, much like Spinal Tap, the president seems committed to turning it up to 11. Up, up and away? The order asks the FAR Council to consider whether the thresholds should be raised even further, potentially as high as 75% for other end products. As noted above, the 95% threshold for iron and steel is probably as high as it can get. The order suggests that the threshold might be raised, even incrementally, based on the feasibility and desirability of any such changes. We can take some SMA.